Yeah. A little CCR air guitar at Rosie on the House. I wonder if our listeners ever get tired of listening to my music selection. I haven't changed my taste in music since 1976. I picked out all my favorite artists in high school, and they are still all my favorite artists. You can't beat CCR. You just cannot beat the Creedence. Let's get to the line. Let's take Dan first, calling from Avondale, and we'll get to Jenny second. Dan, good morning. And I see Gene and I see Ed. We'll get to all of you right now. That's why we're here, to take your calls. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, guys. This is Dan King. I met you up at the Crawfish Festival last year. I'm in the H and Face stuff up there. Anyway, I've got a question about my sprinklers. One of my backyard sprinklers has sprung a leak, and we had a flood in our backyard over the summer. And I was wondering if you can tell me how to replace that. What do I need to do to go in and replace that sprinkler head?
It should be fairly easy. Is it a head? It's a head that pops up when the valve comes on. And does it just spray a constant spray? Or does it do like one little finger that rotates around? Or is it like spider legs that spin around? What does the spray look like?
It's a constant spray, kind of a one of those arcing fan patterns.
Okay.
And it comes up and sprays for, you know, 5 minutes or so. And
yeah, just get a little shovel and spade around the sprinkler head. You'll be able to lift out the soil. It'll look like a donut because I have a hole in the middle where the sprinkler head is. Just lift that whole circle out. Reach down there, probably about 6 to 9 inches below the grade. That sprinkler head is going to be mounted on a little black riser. Just unscrew that sprinkler head, get it over to Ewing. Where is he going to take it on the west side, bud? Sprinkler World. Show him the head. And, I mean, what you probably hit it with a lawnmower or something, but that's all you need to do. It just unscrews. There's no pipe thread on it. There's no nothing. The riser's a black plastic rubber riser threaded.
Okay.
The head is got the female threads, and it's just screwed on. Just unscrew. Now, when you put it back, that head comes apart, and what you're going to want to do is put the outside of the body onto the riser, and then you're going to want to turn the valve on and blow any dirt out, then screw the body of the sprinkler head back onto the outside casing. You'll be all set.
Okay.
And the closest...
That sounds easy enough.
It is. It's very easy, Dan.
The closest Ewing to you in Avondale would probably be their location on Thomas, west of 75th Avenue.
Romy, is this the...
It took me a second. Everything west side I know is northwest.
Yeah, is this the guy that like lives at the entry to Dunn's Arena? Is that the guy we were visiting with at the Crawfish Festival? Dan,
hold on. Let me put you back on speaker. I can't hear her out of my phone.
Are you at the end of the road, right at the entry to Dunn's Arena?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm out by 107th and Camelback.
Okay. All right. I had you mistaken for another family that we met up at the Crawfish Festival. Okay, real quick, Romy, let's see if we can bring in Jennifer calling from Tucson.
Take care
of Jennifer before the bottom of the hour break here. Good morning, Miss Jennifer. How can we help you?
Good morning, Rosie. Happy New Year to you.
And to you as well.
Yes, and you helped me probably 6 years ago when I was a caregiver for my mother.
Jennifer, I remember, yes.
And I have been so grateful because whatever we did today has come back to help me.
Well.
But I'm calling with a different issue today. And by the way, I have you on the speaker.
Okay.
I called because my house, if you recall, is going on 14 years old.
Okay.
And my heating system is with the heat pump. And every year I have a maintenance company come in and do the check ready for summer.
Okay.
And the last time he checked back in June, he told me that I have a leak somewhere.
Okay.
And it's probably because my Freon is below what it's supposed to be.
Okay, well, you, at 14 years old is about the time we are going to start getting some maintenance, you know, cost with our air conditioning and heating units. Romy, you may remember the story. Jennifer was caring for her mother and needed some work done in the bathroom. And actually, our guests at 10 o'clock, Rebath, they're going to be in studio with us today at 10 o'clock. I called Rebath and I said, Jennifer needs, has been taking care of her mom, it had been for a long time, needs a bathroom. Rebath volunteered to go in and remodel her bathroom and took care of it for her. So, Jennifer, I do remember you, and I tell you what we're going to do. I don't know your air conditioning company. I do remember the house right there on the east side of I-10 there. I remember it distinctly. We're going to send out a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor free of charge just to get a second opinion on the condition of the equipment. Okay, I'm not saying I don't trust your guy. I'm just saying let's have one of my guys come look at it for free. And if the two opinions match, then we know you'll be in good shape.